Welcome to Parc Jarry in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Munday. Batting second. The left fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting third. The third baseman, Bill Madlock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Mitterwald. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Steve Swisher. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dave Rosello. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ray Burris. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ray Burris. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting second. The center fielder, Jerry White. Batting third. The right fielder, Andre Thornton. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Larry Parrish. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Woody Freeman. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Woody Freeman. And now, play ball. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Munday strikes out. 1 out. Jose Cardenal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Cardenal hits a fly ball into left field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Madlock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Madlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Morales is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Manguel is called out on strikes. 1 out. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. White hits a pop-up towards short. Rosello settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Thornton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Madlock. Gary Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mitterwald hits a line drive into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo takes first base on ball 4. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Swisher hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Trillo moves to second. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Trillo is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. 2 outs. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Rosello strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Parrish is called out on strikes. 1 out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Foley hits a fly ball into left field. Cardinal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Cardinal. Jorgensen reaches second base with a double. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mackinnon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Jorgensen trying to get to home. Cardinal throws the ball into Swisher, who tags Jorgensen, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Burris is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Monday is 0 for 1 in the game. Monday strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cardinal is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Cardinal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardinal hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Carter fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cardinal. The throw from Carter and he is safe. Cardinal steals second. Bill Madlock, batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Madlock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Madlock takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a fly ball into right field. Thornton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Woody Freeman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Freeman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mitterwald scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Freeman for the out. One out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Manguel is 0 for 1 in the game. Manguel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Thornton is 0 for 1 in the game. Thornton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. White moves to second. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Carter hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Swisher settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Swisher. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Madlock fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 1 in the game. Mitterwald strikes out. One out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Trillo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Trillo is hit by the pitch. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swisher is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Parrish, batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Parrish. the throw from Swisher and he is out, Trillo applying the tag. One out. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jorgensen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mackinnon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mackinnon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burris fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Rosello is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rosello is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosello hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Burris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burris is 0 for 1 in the game. Burris bunts towards the mound. Fryman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 0 for 2 in the game. Munday bunts towards third. Parrish fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Burris moves to second. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cardenal bunts in front of the plate. Carter fields it and throws to first for the out. Burris moves to third. Munday moves to second. Two outs. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Madlock hits a fly ball into left field. Manghul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Woody Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fryman is 0 for 1 in the game. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pepe Manghul batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Manghul is 0 for 2 in the game. Manghul hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mitterwald fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Thornton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 2 in the game. Morales hits a pop-up towards third. Parrish settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mitterwald is 0 for 2 in the game. Mitterwald hits a line drive towards the mound. Fryman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Foley is 0 for 2 in the game. Foley is called out on strikes. 1 out. Mike Jorgensen batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Jorgensen is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Jorgensen takes first base on ball 4. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mackanin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Swisher batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Swisher is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Swisher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dave Rosello batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rosello is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Rosello hits a fly ball into center field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Wallace pinch hits for Ray Burris. Joe Wallace is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wallace is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Paul Ruschel now pitching. Woody Fryman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 0 for 2 in the game. Fryman strikes out. 1 out. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Manguel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Manguel hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruschel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a line drive into left field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cardenal is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Bill Madlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Madlock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Madlock hits a fly ball into left field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 3 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into center field. White picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on White. Cardenal moves to third. Morales moves to second. Dale Murray now pitching. Larry Biotner pinch hits for George Mitterwald. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Biotner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Biotner now playing first base. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thornton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thornton strikes out. 1 out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rosello scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Larry Parrish is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There goes Parrish. The throw from Swisher and he is safe. Parrish steals second. Tim Foley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Foley is 0 for 3 in the game. Foley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Parrish scores. It's 3-0, Expos. Buddy Schultz now pitching. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jorgensen is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards first. Biotner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jorgensen for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Little now playing right field. Pepe Frias now playing second base. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Trillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Frias scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Steve Swisher is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Swisher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Swisher hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Carter fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Pete Lockhock pinch hits for Dave Rosello. Pete Lockhock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Carter fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.